Playing stupid. Should I try? Maybe this will be the best decision. On today's episode, I would like to talk about modern philosophy, flame philosophy as I call it. The approach of today's strategic thinking and taking on the world's hardest and maybe weirdest unprecedented circumstances that people ever came to. Of course, we're not inventing the wheel. Rather, the wheel is taking on the new landscape and being applied to new ways. Working in a corporate job could be as challenging as working somewhere in the field and being a farmer. You know, a lot of times we try to be loudest voices in the world. It is pretty much instilled in corporate America, at least corporate America. Being loudest voice in the room will prove you're being hardest one in the room. You work, you try to do the most, and so on. One will assume being the loudest and doing the most equals to being the best, or most efficient, most productive, profitable, most successful. But we really should be able, especially nowadays, to defer the noise from the actual legit value. I would like to propose you the concept of playing stupid. It also could be called strategic humility, which it is. I know when you hear the word concept and next to it, playing stupid, it goes against the grain and you think, well, what are you bringing on here? Not kids, but it's playing. Well, let's be honest. Life is a game. And if he learns the rules better, that hasn't stand the chance to win. I'll do small deviation towards the sports and bring you an example of anything. Team sports or single player sports, combat sports, or just any high competitive sports. While being talented is a plus, while being not only skilled, gifted, but physically gifted is a plus, while having the will, the character, the gift of resilience and persistence is a plus. But gift of strategy is one that should not be ignored. A lot of times when I competed, when I lost, I have not lost because I was weaker or less skilled in a certain degree, but I lost because I failed to do one fundamental thing. When you go and compete against somebody in a certain sport, has rules and judges, you're liable not to only qualify for weight and other attributes. However, you should know the rules. Not knowing the rules of the game you compete in is your direct fault. Now, applying this parallel to life. Life is a game. A game that has rules and laws and regulations and requirements. And they all could be worked with if only we would have spent time to really get into it. So here I bring the concept of playing stupid more diplomatically, the concept of adopting a posture of strategic humility, which can indeed be a useful strategy in both personal and professional setting. This approach intertwines this ancient Stoic wisdom with modern strategic thinking, fostering a path to more effective problem solving and relationship management. A combination of Stoicism and modern strategy, a combination of philosophy, perhaps of peace and negotiation, implementing a philosophy of war and strategy of how one should use its own resources. Remember, sometimes being resourceful will make the difference. I'll get you a little bit into the Stoicism just so we're on the same page. Stoicism is a philosophy founded in nearly 3rd century BC, which emphasizes control over one's reactions to external events rather than the events themselves. It teaches the value of perspective, self-awareness, and the importance of acting in accordance with reason rather than being swayed by emotion. When applied to the idea of playing stupid, Stoicism suggests a strategy of restraint and patience. It encourages one step back and observe. Collect the information before acting. This is not about deceit, but about embracing humility and understanding that immediate reactions are not always most informed or effective. Again, Stoicism is a mastery of one's emotions. If you can master your reactivity and bringing down a notch every time, you will gain strategic placement, not only in decision making, but sometimes even in promoting yourself or analyzing a situation to your best interest. In a professional setting, especially in the fast-paced, high-stakes environments of today, this approach can be particularly valuable. We're talking about modern corporate America. There are multiple of industries that run this country's economy and also global economy that are so fast-paced and require on a daily basis every employee that's involved to act quickly, swiftly, almost with no emotions, with a cold heart, which isn't always the right approach or gives the right result. Sometimes it also creates future problems. The modern workplace often values quick thinking and decisiveness. However, this can lead to premature decisions and unnecessarily confrontational attitudes. What I was referring earlier, by adopting a stance of strategic humility, a professional can gather more necessary information, understand a different perspective, and identify the underlying issues that need to be addressed. This doesn't mean being passive or indecisive, but rather choosing the right moment to act based on a comprehensive understanding of the situation. Speak the last, and you'll be best. Moreover, this approach can foster a more inclusive environment by not rushing to dominate every conversation or to showcase one's intellect at every turn. One leaves room for others to contribute. This can lead to a more collaborative and innovative team dynamic where diverse ideas are welcomed and explored. It is about recognizing that being the loudest voice in the room isn't the same as being the most effective. Remember, if you're part of the team, then team effort is what gets the result. Hearing, letting your team to express itself, and understanding your team will help your business enterprise to become a better version of itself and achieve new heights. Nonetheless, we're talking about corporate culture. How many of you would say that today's corporate culture became extremely toxic? Mental and physical states of each implicated involved in this so-called perfect job, perfect employee. Perhaps allowing people to express and letting everyone find its own flaw and natural capacity of using its best talent might do a better improvement and help a company be more innovative. Playing stupid in this refined sense also aligns with modern strategic principles such as those found in Sun Tzu's The Art of War. Sun Tzu advocates for a strategic advantage of keeping one's capabilities and intentions concealed until the moment is right. This is akin to gathering intelligence and waiting patiently for an opportunity to act rather than rushing forward based on ego or emotion. While this general and speak with the parallel of applying his strategies at war, combat, battle, where lives were spent to protect lives. Today's environment of corporate daily competitions, challenges, somehow replicate almost as if we are in a field, teams against teams, groups against groups, battling each other for more market share, for more clients. A lot of the decisions are made and driven by ego and emotions without much thought. In practice, this approach requires a high degree of self-awareness and self-control. It is about being confident enough in one's abilities to not need constant external validation. Instead, the focus shifts to the long-term goals and the most effective path to achieving them. It's a commitment to action based on insight and preparation rather than impulsive reactions. However, it is important to navigate strategy with integrity. Playing stupid does not have a goal to manipulate anyone, but to ensure when one does, speaks or acts, it is with a purpose and positive intent. The essence of playing stupid, then, is not about deception of anyone, but rather embodying patience, humility, strategic thinking, to achieve the best possible outcomes for oneself and others. In conclusion of this today's discussion, I'd like to mention that the art of playing stupid, it is a sophisticated strategy. It merges stoic wisdom with modern strategic thought. Again, we're merging different times, different philosophies, and trying to apply to modern age, living, and business. It is about adopting a posture of strategic humility to enhance decision-making, foster collaboration, and navigate professional challenges with a blend of patience, perspective, and integrity. This approach champions the idea that sometimes the most intelligent move is to listen, learn, and act with deliberate and informed purpose. Play stupid, my friends, because playing is fun, and nobody likes a smartass.